Sports Radio 105, The Ticket, Pat Eberts with Marsh Hallberg from Hallberg Criminal Defense, Minnesota's largest and most experienced criminal defense firm. And under review is your blog every week on 105theticket.com. You're breaking through the glass ceiling, or at least sports is right now, right?
Yeah, it's kind of a positive thing that's happening. I said sometimes good things can happen without lawsuits forcing people to do the right thing. I think many people may have seen that this last Monday, Jen Welter was named an interim assistant coach for the Arizona Cardinals. And that makes her the first... do we have music going in the background?
Oh, no, go ahead. It's the first one?
I'm hearing music. You have it?
I'm just celebrating this whole great piece of...
Oh, I am woman, hear me roar.
So continue on. It's fine, Marsh.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, I don't know if many people may have seen this last Monday that the Arizona Cardinals announced that this gal named Jen Welter is going to be the first interim assistant coach for their team's preseason training camp and four preseason games.
Excuse me for a second. Okay, all right.
I like it. I am woman, hear me roar.
So Jen is broke the glass ceiling, and she is the first coach in the NFL that's a woman, right?
Yeah, and again, it's just an interim position, and I think, frankly, the Cardinals probably did it this way, that if for some reason it's just not working out, there's a graceful way for them to part company.
Oh, but of course.
Assuming she does a nice job, which I expect she will, I think they'll probably offer her a regular season a coaching job. And it's kind of interesting. The Cardinals have just been always, it seems, and good for them, always been in a long history of kind of being the first to do things and promoting minorities and women and those things. Back in the 70s, they were the first people to promote a black to a female executive position in the NFL. They were the first ones to have a black handle contract negotiations for the NFL as an attorney. Mm-hmm. They were the first ones to have a general manager and a head coach back in 2004 with Rod Graves and our old Denny Green.
Yep.
So they've been, and this is another one in that line.
Well, I knew the family. It was Bud Bidwell. The Bidwell family at that time owned the Phoenix Cardinals, which became the Arizona Cardinals, as we know. Boy, was he lobbying for Martin Luther King Day in Arizona, because that was keeping them away from getting a Super Bowl. And as soon as that happened, they were announced for the Phoenix Cardinals of Sun Devil Stadium to have the Super Bowl like 2 years after. So yes, they've been leaders.
Like that to do it. Exactly.
Yeah.
A strong corporate voice to step forward and say, people are going to start losing money if we don't change our act.
Absolutely.
Looks good.
Well, this is a great blog, and you do a great job.
Thank you, sir.
And on behalf of all the strong women of the world, and I'm not one of them, obviously, thanks for reporting on this. This is really good. You can learn more about this if you go to 105theticket.com. It is this week's blog for Under Review from Marsh Hallberg of Hallberg Criminal Defense, Minnesota's largest and most experienced criminal defense firm ever. I'm just going to say that right here and now, Marsh. And this is powered in part by the fine folks at SmartStartMN.com. If you need to drive, they can help you over there. And Marsh, you're a good man, and thanks for sharing your blog with us again. And let me be a little silly with you on 105 The Ticket.
You realize I'm going to have that song in my head the rest of the day now. So, damn you.
It's an earworm. Dang me. Get yourself a rope and hang me. and if you did, then I'd use you for my defense firm.
Thank you. Well, if you kill yourself, I don't think we have a problem.
Might be tough to get the first payment on the retainer.
I'll work with the widow. It'll work.
Thank you, Marsh.
Okay.
You just heard Under Review on Sports Radio 105 The Ticket. Our thanks again to SmartStartMN.com.